Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. I wanted to read out of Psalm 106 this morning, beginning in verse 13. We have here, as so often in the Old Testament, we have here an account of things that happened between the children of Israel and God as they're wandering through the wilderness and their exodus out of Egypt. The Bible says in Psalm 106, verse 13, they soon forgot his works. And boy, isn't that something that we are guilty of, forgetting all that God has done. It says they waited not for his counsel. Isn't that something that we often do? We forget what God's done, and we get impatient, and we do not wait for God's counsel. We do what we want to do, think what we know what's best. And it says this, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And that's America right now. We just consume things upon our lust. We're consumers. It's we want more and more and more. And it says, and tempted God in the desert. What is that? It means that literally they did things almost expecting that God had to protect them and God had to provide for them and all those things. And you and I sometimes, we almost live in a way, it's God doesn't do exactly everything we think he should, then we get mad. And we get out of his will, but we think that he's supposed to bless us and honor us as if we are in his will. And nowhere in the Bible is that promised to us. So, you know, this mimics us, this whole thing of the children of Israel and the back and forth with God. It just mimics so much of what we do. But this verse 15, here's interesting. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. He gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Dr. Tim Lee, who has preached at our church a number of times and really has been a friend of our family for years now, Dr. Tim Lee refers to this verse. He preaches a message entitled, He Got What He Wanted, But He Lost What He Had. He got what he wanted, but he lost what he had. God says, I gave them their request, they got what they wanted, but sent leanness unto their soul. They lost what they had. John D. Rockefeller, obviously it's a name that many of us know. He was at one time the richest man alive. He amassed a fortune in the late 1800s. Of course, he owned Standard Oil Company and different things. And his wealth was so large and expanding that it's still today being given away. All these years later, since he's died, it is still being given away. He made that much money. And to have a comparable amount of money in today's economy, Bill Gates would need to multiply his net worth more than four times. And Bill Gates, one of the most wealthy, obviously wealthy men alive right now, he would have to multiply his net worth by four times to equal the standard set by John D. Rockefeller when he was alive. But even with all the wealth, Rockefeller never enjoyed a lot of luxuries and conveniences that you and I have. And we take them for granted: air conditioning, television, internet, all that. And here's what's interesting. Here's a man that was not just the richest man alive, but he is far richer than the richest man alive now, in a sense. And here's a man that didn't even get to enjoy some of the things that you and I get to enjoy every day. And yet, even though our generation enjoys more wealth and more things than any generation ever has, we are enjoying it less and less. Depression, disappointment, lack of fulfillment, all these things. And why is that? And here's the principle. You and I, we forget what God's done. We refuse to wait on his counsel and to let him direct our lives. We constantly consume things upon our lust, and we constantly place expectations on God beyond his promises, and then we put no expectations on ourselves. And when God finally, notice this, he gave them their request. Finally, they got all the stuff that they were lusting to get. But once they got it, they didn't enjoy it. They realized it wasn't what they thought. They gave them their request and sent leanness into their soul. Are you content today? Are you thankful with what you have? We're all bad at that sometimes. But I want to encourage you today, just a thought from here. Be careful sometimes what you ask for. Be careful what you desire. Be careful what you really consumes your life to try to get. Be careful of that. It just might be that if you get it, it's not going to quite be what you think. Sometimes you get what you want, but you end up losing what you had. I know people that, they wanted to make a lot of money, and they're making it now, but they got no peace in their life. They got constant turmoil, strife, relationships, even marriages have ended over it. And, sometimes you get what you want, but you lose what you had. And so I want to encourage you today, be content with such things as ye have. Don't forget what God's done. Wait on God. Let God give you what you need. Let God take care of the needs. And I think that you and I will be far happier and content in our life. God bless you. Thanks for listening this morning. We'll talk with you tomorrow here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.